Equation for William Cox, Willillam, COX, date of service is 3/21/2024, and date of accident is 9/25/2022. Date of birth, 4/22/1977. Mr. William Cox is a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 9/25/2022. The patient has been involved in a T-bone accident on passenger side while he was a driver of a car, leading to headaches and some dizziness, loss of concentration, blurred vision, and vertigo, and pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the right buttock, and numbness and tingling of the right hand, second and third, fourth finger, and some pain in the right elbow and left shoulder with limitation of abduction and forward movements. Currently, the patient reports that his headaches are ongoing to the tune of seven, mostly the bitemporal and occipital, and pain in the neck, upper back is still around eight. Lower back pain is around seven. Pain in the right elbow is seven. Right hand is still numb and tingling. Also, the radiation of pain in both buttocks and both thigh posteriorly in S1, S2 fashion is reported. The pain level varies from seven to eight. ADLs are seven. 20% improvement is reported by the patient so far. Kindly review the chart for ADL and for system review, additional histories, as well as for substance abuse and the compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 158/103. Pulse is 63. Pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam, same from previous visit of 2/27/2024. Dictation number 0307-063. Along with diagnosis, plan is to refer the patient to Dr. Reddin at the spine specialist of Michigan to do the spinal cord stimulation consultation. He is on SSDI, so he's not concerned about working, and currently, he's not working at all. Besides that, his NAPS are reviewed. NADS are reviewed. He's already getting his pain medication from his family practice, family physician, and he's now agreeing for spinal cord stimulation as one of the solutions for his pain. No other medicines are provided for him. Otherwise, he's stable. He is not doing any physical therapy these days, but he's been ordered to have once-a-week therapy for the affected areas of neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, as well as he remains off work and housework replacement transportation has been checked for him. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.